From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN calls for more European involvement in relieving the migrant crisis. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has described the crisis in Europe as an absolutely dramatic situation. It called on the European Union to take charge of migrant processing centers. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming said that the crisis has exposed differences in attitudes and policies of the EU member countries. She called for processing centers to be established under the auspices of the UN and the International Organization for Migration.
This is a European Union center. It's not a Greek center, it's not an Italian center, it's not a Hungarian center, but these are Europe-run centers with the support of UNHCR and the support of IOM.
Hundreds of thousands of migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq have been taking desperate steps since January to reach the European Union, trying to escape war and poverty. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted Saudi Arabia's King Salman Friday, with the Saudi leader expressing support for a nuclear deal worked out between Iran and six world powers. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, speaking after the meeting, said Mr. Obama had assured the king the agreement prevents Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and includes inspections of Iran's military sites. A White House statement said the two leaders also discussed fast-tracking certain military equipment to Saudi Arabia, as well as cooperation on counterterrorism. The statement said Mr. Obama and King Salman discussed the conflict in Yemen, the political situations in Iraq and Syria, the Palestinian-Israeli situation, and support for Lebanon. This is VOA News. Syria's antiquities chief says that Islamic State militants destroyed three ancient tower tombs in the central city of Palmyra, continuing their efforts to demolish the World Heritage Site. Mahmoud Abdul Karim said Friday the militants destroyed the three famed tower tombs in recent days, including the Tower of El Habel that dates back to the year 103 AD. He said the information was based in part on satellite images provided by Boston University. This marks one of a series of deliberate vandalism acts carried out by Islamic State since it captured Palmyra from the Syrian government in May. Islamic State militants had previously destroyed two Roman-era temples in the city, including the Temple of Bel, among other ancient iconic monuments. A gay couple in the state of Kentucky received a marriage license Friday, one day after a county clerk was jailed for refusing to license same-sex couples. James Yates and William Smith Jr. entered the Rowan County Clerk's office Friday and received a marriage license from a deputy clerk, ending a months-long standoff. Yates said that the two men really didn't want to be the first gay couple to get a license.
I thought there was going to be two other couples before us, but I can see why. I know a lot of people, it's hard with all this to go on. I mean, it's hard for us right now.
The county clerk, Kim Davis, had defied a U.S. Supreme Court order to sign the marriage permits, saying that it violated her religious beliefs. A federal judge ordered her to jail for contempt of court and said she could be freed if she agrees to approve the licenses. Matt Staver is Davis's attorney.
Number one, she has no intention to resign. She will continue to serve the people of Rowan County as she has done for so many years. And number two, she will never violate her conscience and never betray her God.
Five of Kim Davis's six deputy clerks say that they will carry out the judge's ruling that they must issue marriage licenses while Davis is in jail or face jail time themselves. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft arrived at the International Space Station Friday with a three-man international crew. It carried Denmark's first astronaut, Andreas Mogensen of the European Space Agency, Russian Sergei Volkov, and Kazakhstan's Aydin Ayemdabetov, that is. This marks the first time that there have been nine people on the space station since November of 2013. News about the U.S. unemployment rate sent markets lower on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1.66%. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq also finished lower. Stocks were closed lower in European trading. Asian stocks were mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.